Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 16, 2021, and I'm Benjamin Bernstein, of course, and we're doing individual healings that also bless the senders. Woohoo! And what we'll be doing tonight is we will be, at first, of course, calling the directions, calling the allies, calling an embodied awakening, and then we'll take volunteers at that point, but not until then, so don't jump in right away. So I'll let you know when it's time for people to jump in and raise their hand to be selected for healing. The requirement for being one of the people receiving healing is you have to be on the call live, and you must have live audio. So we have to be able to interact with you verbally. So that's the bare requirement. So we'll go ahead and get things rolling. I'll set up the container, and then we will dive into our work. Oh, as always, I forgot, the request always is please give this event your undivided attention, because you're building, you're part of the energy of the field, and your single focus on this will help you and everyone else act like you're right here in the room with me. And secondly, if you must leave the event before we close the container, just ask the allies to gently ease you out. And both these requests apply whether you are live or on the recording, same difference. Thank you. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Inti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco. I call Quo the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intents. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, Shining Rock, Apu, Grandfather Mountain, Apu, Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Jeremy, Zachary, Thesa, Move, West, Deborah. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Please come. If your presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sphere around this energy to hold it in and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All righty. So let's all get into embodied awakening, which will help everything be even more awesome. As always, I'll give a full explanation. So embodied awakening involves us calling our higher self to merge with us in the physical body. Metaphorically, it's like a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat and your divine drives. At any point your ego doesn't like your divine's driving, it can slide right back over and take the wheel. The divine steps out with no fuss. The ego's back in control at that point. Therefore, your ego's at no risk. There's no danger. It's perfectly safe to try. If during this process, I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. The benefits of embodied awakening are more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you'll do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you'll just know what to do through intuition, and there will be more bliss. So if you would like to do that, we'll call our higher self down in just a moment. Please do the following invocation out loud if you can, silently if you must. And again, you'll be speaking to your higher self. Please begin now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. And if you feel energy in your body, just let the awareness of energy be what you stay aware of. If you cannot feel energy, just rest in passive breath awareness. In either event, if you get distracted at any point while doing this, don't fight the distraction or try to change it. Let it be as it is with no resistance. The distraction is to be treated as an uninvited guest. Therefore, no more attention need be paid to it. Instead, you relax your attention back into feeling energy or breath. If the distraction remains in the background, let it be there, it's fine. You keep your attention on your chosen focus. The energy just got really sweet. It's also nice to learn what the minimum amount of energy is needed for this work. To determine that, I invite all of us for a moment to drop to no effort at all, simply exist. So here at zero effort, if there's still even a little awareness of your chosen focus, energy or breath, then zero is all you need. If you've lost awareness of energy or breath, then add a little bit of effort at a time, barely enough to get it to noticing. But don't use any more effort than is needed to hold this attention. Excess effort actually just slows the process down. Just relax into feeling your chosen focus, whether that is energy awareness or breath. So the energy is getting really, really sweet. If you're in embodied awakening, just hang out there. How do you know you've hit it? The following is all true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you got all that going on, just chill and be. And your simple presence in that state will help others get there a little more easily. So we'll leave just a moment longer. We have a really sweet field, my gosh. Lots of us in embodied awakening, making it easier for everyone else to relax into the state. Pretty strong group field already. There's a higher aspect of us all blending together. We'll leave just a moment longer. It's very auspicious to have such a sweet field right off the bat. Okay, stage is set. So, this is where people volunteer to be to receive healing, and the way you'll do that is simply by unmuting yourself. So the first to unmute will be the first to receive, and Deanna's up and Marla's right behind her. So Marla, you're second in line, and let's hold off beyond you two for the time being. So what I'm going to ask Deanna and each other person is to keep it really concise. We don't need a lot of backstory about your situation. What we do need to know is exactly what is the healing that you want and what is the outcome that you want instead of the state you're in. And that should be able to be stated very concisely. All we have to be able to do as the sending of healing is to be able to visualize the positive outcome you want. And that's all the allies need to know as well. There will also be a passive form of sending that I'll describe on our first round. So, Kay, I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Deanna, what healing would you like tonight?
I stirred up something last night. It feels like my own personal, probably ancestor, but it's heaviness through the whole back of my body. I feel like a rubber band that's getting tighter and tighter from my head down to my feet.
Wow. Okay.
And this happened 2 weeks ago on one of your calls, and it took over a week to clear. So I'm hoping to release that and get kind of a jump start on the release. It feels exactly like a couple of weeks ago. So I know that it will release. It just could use some work.
Okay. So what you're asking for is muscular and energetic release and relaxation along the entire back of your body. Is that correct?
Right. Yep. And whatever serves highest need, because I totally trust spirit to know what it is and how to release it.
Okay. Of course. Okay. Anything else we need to know?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right. So we may, I may be asking for your verbal feedback during the process. So stay unmuted, please.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got, everyone on the live call. Now, those of you on the recording, you're just as active a participant. Your energy flows beyond time and space, and it will flow backward in time to the person receiving healing. So know that you're very much a part of this. And each of us sending energy will get bounce back healing based on prior experience. Anyone who flows highest good to another person receives blessing for themselves. It's just how the universe works. So if you're sending and you're feeling something sweet happening to you, just relax and enjoy that as part of the process. And of course, keep your attention on the person receiving the healing. So Deanna, please note your current state, how you're feeling right now.
Okay.
And so everyone, there's, before we start sending, there's two ways to do this, and you pick the one you like better. One is to actively visualize the back of Deanna's body just relaxing and calming down, and getting really, really feeling good and calm and relaxed and peaceful. Or you can just say to spirit, flow the energy through me for Deanna's highest good as she requested. And you just relax and the energy comes through. That's probably what I'll be doing because I'm a better pipeline than visualizer. So here we go now. So see the back of Deanna's body being very relaxed and calm and peaceful. See the muscles nice and relaxed. Feel the energy back there, very calm and smooth and flowing well. And you can either maintain that visualization as your flow, or if you wish, you can ask your higher self and these allies to flow energy through you to Deanna. You could just say, please flow the energy through me for Deanna's highest good, especially in regards to the back of her body relaxing to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Something like that. So having made the clear intention, now you relax. If you are actively sending from ego, hold the vision in your imagination of her back, of her body relaxing. If you're not, just chill and feel the energy coming through you like you're a pipeline. Are you feeling that intense energy, Deanna?
I am.
Good. So we're cooking, doing great, senders. So just relax and let the energy move. If you're, again, being passive, just let it come through you. If you're holding active visualization, keep doing that. And there may be surrogate healing happening. Some of us may feel heavy energy coming through our own body. And the divine may parcel out some of Deanna's heavy energy to the various people involved. If so, that's fine. They'll only give you what you can handle. So just relax and let it all move. Huh. Feels like the energy is relaxing. How's the back of your body feeling, Deanna?
Well, if I had my video on, you could see my ear to my shoulder and my neck opening up like a Pez dispenser.
That's a good thing, right?
I think that's a good thing. I think it made a pathway for it to go.
Okay, so is the flushing of energy still happening?
Yes, it feels like it is.
All right, we'll stay with it then. Yeah, now that they're surging up again. All right, good. And of course, Deanna, you just relax and let the healing happen. You staying passive is probably a good idea.
I can feel it coming up between my shoulder blades and out through my neck.
Good.
And I'm inclined to say thank you, thank you, thank you, repeatedly.
That's fine. Go ahead. Yeah, this energy is just so thick. It's so strong.
Yeah, it's pulling up through my arm now. So from my hand to my shoulder blades and then up to the neck and out.
Okay, good.
There's a weird muscle contraction behind my right shoulder blade.
Okay.
So the left side of the body is elongating and the right side is contracting.
Okay. Yeah, they're telling me that's just part of their healing process. So just relax and let that do its thing. Is that tension releasing now?
Not in the shoulder blade, but there was a cramp in the stomach that's lightening.
Good. I'm getting a general sense of loosening and lightening.
Yeah, I am too, but that one particular spot isn't quite done.
So the right shoulder blade?
Yep.
All right, so everyone let's...
Right shoulder blade.
Yeah, let's focus a little attention on her right shoulder blade to help that heal and open up. To see that as whole, perfect, and comfortable. With the best possible functionality.
And now my neck is starting to come up, so my head is coming up again.
Okay.
And my ear isn't to the shoulder as much, so it's lessening.
Yeah, they're feels like they're scrubbing you out pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Good.
I'm back in an upright position, so it feels like it has dissipated.
So
it's just sweet.
All right, so as all the tension cleared from the back of your body?
Yes, yep.
Right.
Actually, yeah, all the way down to my ankles and all the way up to the top of my head.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, so do you feel complete with the healing?
I do. Thank you.
All right. Well done, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Good job. All righty. So we're complete with Deanna. Marla, did you want to jump in next? I saw that you were unmuted.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
We got a new picture.
I got a new picture. I would like optimal function of my bone marrow. I had some blood work done yesterday. It looks like my bone marrow is repairing slowly from the chemotherapy that I did. And so my white blood cells are still kind of surprisingly low.
Okay.
So I'd love, I have no physical experience of that, I must admit. But I would love for optimal functionality with ease and grace that serves highest good.
Okay. So optimal production of bone marrow. And the specific reason is to get white blood cells and strong immunity. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Does that nail exactly what you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Production of white blood cells for strong immunity, for the perfect amount of white blood cells.
Of course. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, everybody. So please, out loud or silently, state that our intention here is to help Marla's bone marrow produce the perfect amount of white blood cells for optimal immunity. And then you can either visualize that in your mind if you want to do the active process, or if, like me, you'd rather just let spirit do it, just relax and be the conduit for that highest good energy for Marla, for her bone marrow producing the perfect amount of white blood cells and optimizing her immunity. Thank you. And Marla, you just relax and receive. Straight and marrow is the path. So if you're one of those like me who has a lot of heavy energy moving through you, just relax and let it be that way. The divine is parceling out the surrogate healing among the folks on the call, each according to their abilities. Yeah, Marla, it feels to me like you're getting a really big cleanup of heavy energy here. It's like that heavy energy appears to be what's been blocking the optimal bone marrow production so far. So Marla, did you just feel a shift from more of a cleansing to more of a relaxed inflow of divine energy now?
Yeah, I'm feeling I'm having a very peaceful experience.
Good. Everyone's doing great. The energy is very strong. So Marla, are you having a strong experience of energy moving in your body?
It's a pretty steady experience. Like it feels consistently strong.
Good. All right, that's excellent. Just relax and allow it to keep moving through.
I'm feeling a flushing or a flowing.
Okay, good. For those of you who are senders, if you temporarily space out and lose focus, just as soon as you realize what's happened, just gently come back and continue what you were doing. Sending energy to Marla, either actively or passively. Helping that bone marrow make lots of white blood cells to give her the best possible immunity. Marla, does it feel like that work is mostly done?
Yeah, it does actually.
All right, I'm just really feeling it to see if it's truly complete or just near ending. Does that feel complete, Marla?
Yes, it does.
All right. Well done, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, very much.
Yeah. Okay. Who's next? Unmute yourself if you'd like to receive a healing next. That says iPhone. Who's that?
My name is Jessa.
Hi, Jessa.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's echoey, but we can hear you.
Okay.
So what? And then Larry will be after you. So what specific healing would you like tonight, Jessa?
May I ask for an all-encompassing healing?
You can, but what we prefer is if there's a healing like with a specific focus, a special urgency, we like to put our attention on whatever's like the most important. Is there anything you're experiencing that is like significantly in need of healing?
I'm having a host of issues. That's why I asked for that.
Oh, so there's
so many.
So there's so much going on. You think it might just better to call for blanket healing of all of it?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. We can do that. Okay. Would you rather not speak to the specific things that are happening?
Yes. Thank you.
That's fine. We'll respect your privacy. Okay. And in a situation like this, folks, you know, we humans actually don't need to know the particulars. The divine absolutely knows everything it needs to know about her. And we'll just call for optimal healing for her various situations. So are you ready to receive?
Yes, please. Thank you.
So everyone, let's now visualize Jessa receiving exactly the healings that serve her highest good. On all levels, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And Jessa, you just relax, be passive, and You may feel things getting stirred and moved around in your body energetically. Just let heavy energy flush out through hands or feet or whatever. And everyone either actively imagine healing energy going to Jessa for all that she needs, or just relax and be the conduit for the same thing. Highest good healing for Jessa. Jessa, did you just feel that dramatic energy shift in your body?
No.
Ah, okay. I did.
Okay.
Sometimes when you've got a lot of heavy energy, it reduces your energy sensitivity. So if that's the case, then it could be that I'll be feeling this more keenly than you will. And there may be some other sensitive folks on the call having the same sensitive experience. So just relax. They're stirring some more stuff up. Are you already familiar with our healing style here in Awakening Plus, Jessa?
No.
Okay. So basically, in order to be the optimal recipient, you want to be completely passive.
Okay.
You want to let the folks on the call and the divine do it for you. And since you are asking for a broad healing across the spectrum, I recommend you just gently hold awareness of your entire body and energy field, the best you can feel it all, and just be really passive, no visualizing or imagining of your own, nothing proactive that will push the healing away that's trying to come to you. So be super passive and even use the least effort needed to fully experience whatever the challenging energy is that's in your body. So be super passive, super minimal effort needed to feel what's happening, and just chill and let everything else run itself. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Well, that's helpful. Yeah, so you just do that, and that will let us help you the best. And just as the energy comes in, let the body do what it's called to do. It may vibrate, shake, tremble. You may cry, holler, scream. Some people jump up and down and pound their fists on stuff if a lot of heavy energy is coming out. So whatever the body wants to do is fine. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. But if possible, let the body release in the way it wants to release. It's very smart that way. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Otherwise, just passive. So did you just feel a shift in the body's energy right there?
I was feeling something before.
Okay. I felt a lightening. Was that your experience too?
Yes, a clearing. I'm feeling clearing.
You're good. All right. We're in the same wavelength then. So stay with it. Just stay passive. Do you feel the light body within and around you a little more easily now than before we started the process?
Yes.
Good. All right. You're doing great. Stay with it. Yeah, I'm perceiving increased luminosity in your body now. It's like there's areas lighting up here and there in the body. and they're increasing. They're showing up faster and faster. Okay, now they just shifted and they're putting light and frequencies deep into your cells and DNA now. So just relax and let them do the deep, subtle work that'll help you. They, of course, being the divine allies and the folks on this call supporting your process and on the recording afterward. To me, that feels like it's stabilized. Is that your experience too?
I saw the word done.
I thought so. Okay, good. So how do you feel?
A little shaky. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of activity here.
Activity? You mean in
grateful. Sorry.
Inside your body?
Inside my body and around me, there's a lot of activity here.
Okay, good. So does that all feel okay? Do you feel like there's a space where we can move on to the person?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well done. Okay, thank you. Thanks for showing up and letting us help you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
All right. I just got told you may continue to receive healing while the call proceeds, so if you have the wherewithal to hold space for others, that's great. But if you need to just relax and receive more healing from the divine beings, that's fine too, if that's what needs to happen. Okay. And that goes for anyone. Okay. I see that Larry is next and I see Viorica has unmuted behind him. So she'll be next if we have time. We're actually cooking along pretty good here. All right. So hi, Larry.
Hi, Benjamin. Hi, everybody.
Welcome. So what healing would you like?
I'd love a healing just to the inside of my left knee, about two inches, I would say parallel to the lower kneecap. Uh-huh. It feels like bone bruising, uh-huh, or some inflammation that's not going away.
Hmm. So, is this on the knee bone itself that you're talking about?
Yes, it is. But not on the cap, just to the right of the cap on the inside of the leg.
Okay, thanks. And you'll experience this and live to patella the tail, right?
Oh, yeah, I'd love maximum functionality and restoration without throbbing, especially after I use my legs.
Okay, good.
I'm feeling like throbbing that sometimes will not go away.
Okay, good. Okay, so right knee, correct?
Left knee.
I'm sorry, left knee. That's why I verify. Okay, so great. We have a very specific request. And are you ready to receive, Larry?
I am ready to receive.
Okay, folks, next up, healing for Larry's left knee, exactly in the way he described it, so that he has maximum comfort and functionality for highest good. Does that about nail it, Larry?
Yes.
All right, so you receive Larry passively and everyone else. You can either visualize that knee just perfectly functioning, or you can just go passive and say, Spirit, flow the energy through me for Larry's highest good, especially relating to the healing of his left knee. All right, so here we go.
I'm instantly feeling energy flowing through my upper and lower torso.
Good.
It feels like I'm in a vortex.
Nice.
This wave of energy, you know, it's shifting my body around, and my spine and lower body is moving and kind of winding. It feels like I'm like a figure eight. Infinity symbol. My hips are swiveling.
Nice. Look at you lighting up. Nice. Ooh, tingle, tingle. Enjoy that. I guess there must be a lot of things relating to that knee they need to work on, Larry.
And now my lower torso is just kind of rocking. It's kind of like a gentle rocking. And mm-hmm. I'm standing right now, but I'm feeling totally supported and relaxed at the same time.
Oh, good.
I feel like I'm in this standing position, but I'm being in a standing cradle.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, can you feel your light body pretty clearly now?
I didn't really notice that, but yes, as you mentioned it, it's like it's there's a lightness and a expansion.
Yeah, I just saw it kind of turn on. So great. All right, so you're doing great. Everyone's doing wonderful. Even though Larry's reporting all this other stuff, if you're doing active visualizing, keep your focus on the knee. In some mysterious way, all this stuff may be related to the healing of the knee itself. You never know what connects to everything else.
Yeah, I'm feeling wave after wave of kind of light pouring through me and just a gentleness.
Yeah. They just showed me what they're doing. The body compensates. What they just showed me is like right ankle, left knee, right hip, left shoulder, upper back, head. And they're saying the challenge with the knee was kind of going zigzagging across the body and affecting those other areas that were compensating for it. So they're having to actually work a lot of different areas to really get the knee orderly. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So they just showed me the sort of the whole full body approach they're having to take in order to, in other words, if all those other parts aren't taken care of too, then the knee's going to continually be stressed. So they're doing a lot.
Fantastic. I love that. This is like getting a 54 point inspection.
Yep. So it feels like the main shakeup work is done. They're now holding you in kind of a stasis field, it appears to me, and letting some nice energy soak in to the full body. So just let that sort of soak in.
Sure.
So I just got a possible sense of completion. How does that feel to you?
Pretty complete. As you're just saying that, my body was coming to a resting place.
Good. All right. Well done. Good receiving, brother.
It's at a place of completion as well. Thanks, everybody. Thanks a lot.
We got a pretty strong crew here tonight. All right. I think Viorica's next.
Viorica, yes.
Would you like some healing?
Yes. I would like maximum functionality of my respiratory system.
Respiratory system.
Yeah, I'm coughing and have some constriction on my lungs and throat.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
That's a simple, clear request. Okay, everyone. So now let's imagine Viorica with her respiratory system, lungs and throat operating easily and smoothly. Nice, full, easy breaths, breath coming and going easily in and out of her body, all the way down to the deepest part of her lungs and out again. And either actively visualize that or ask the divine to flow the energy through you to serve that purpose. And Virika, you just stay super passive. Just gently hold a tension in your respiratory system. You feel it generally. And just let the divine and us humans take care of everything. Reminder again, those on the recording are just as involved as those on the live call. Your energy will travel back in time to the people receiving healing, and you'll receive just as much benefit on the bounce back.
I feel my lungs in fire.
I'm sorry?
My lungs are in fire.
They're on fire?
My lungs, yes.
Good. That's the healing fire. That's exactly what we want. You just let him work. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy being flushed down and out the bottom of the spine, the root chakra. So they're doing some pretty good house cleaning in there, it looks like to me. So just relax and let them clear away the heavy energy that's being the cause of the problem. They're saying when they're done with this, it will also be easier for you to speak your mind. It looks like there's some throat chakra constriction and you haven't felt fully comfortable expressing yourself to others. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, this will help. So it looks like they're working you at a pretty high level of intensity, Virika. Are you able to receive this level of intensity comfortably?
Yes.
Okay, good. You just relax and they're monitoring to make sure it's not too much, but they've got you dialed up pretty high. So let them keep working the burn and the release. Whew. Feel that big emotion coming up?
Yes.
Let that go too. If you need to cry or holler or whatever, that's okay. That emotion is part of what is blocking the respiratory system. Let that flush away. Okay, it feels like the big flushing is done and now they're saturating divine energy into you to kind of tune the system up and bring it to optimal energetic state. So just relax while they do that tune up for you. Yeah, feel that new tingling coming through your whole body?
Yeah, it's like kind of flushing down.
I'm sorry?
Lower back up and going down.
Good. Yeah, just relax and let the energy move. They're seeing you have a lot of capacity, so they're moving the work along pretty quick. They're saying, we can work as fast as you can tolerate. Yeah. Are you feeling your light body a lot stronger now?
It's still flushing.
Yeah, but I mean, do you feel the etheric body that's aligned with your physical body a little more prominent now? Are you having greater awareness of the energy part of you?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling that lighting up too. That's beautiful. So they're saying that's a lot of what's going to heal. So just allow that light body to just really, it's like it overlays the physical body a little bit and is fully inside it also. Just, yeah, let that kind of brighten up, and that's going to bring a lot of the healing to the respiratory system. And they're working other parts of the body too. But just, they're inviting you just to feel that etheric body and just relax into that and give it your primary attention now. There you go. Yeah, feel how you just came alive inside it. Yeah, just stay conscious of that light body, please. And they're going to integrate it very sweetly with the physical body. Yeah, they're lining it up, bringing all the connections. So check your breathing now. How does it feel?
Lighter.
Okay. Is it feel all the way healed, or is there still some residual stuff?
I think still I have some. Maybe I need to listen to replay again.
Maybe. Or all right, did they get some or most of the challenge based on what you're feeling right now? Did they clear most of it or just some of it?
Most of it.
Good. Okay, what they're telling me is they're gonna work the rest during the rest of the call.
Oh, okay.
So you're invited just to keep receiving while we go to the next person. Okay.
Thank you so much, everybody.
So you're excused for the rest of the night from holding space. For others, just keep receiving. The allies are going to keep working you while we humans move on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well done. And was there someone else? I thought there was another unmuted person after Villarica. I don't remember who though. Whoever that was, unmute yourself if you'd still like some healing. We still have time.
It was Joanne, I think.
Who?
Joanne.
That's right. Joanne was there. So Joanne, if you want to come back and get some healing or not.
There. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Joanne.
Okay. Coughing, allergies, cancer, tumors, anything else.
Whoa. Whole smorgasbord. All right.
Yep.
All right. So are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Okay. So you all heard what she needs. Hold healing intention for that if you're doing it actively, or if passively, just say flow highest good energy to Joanne for her allergies and cancer and everything else that she named. And just let it flow. And Joanne, you know how to stay like really, really passive just to receive this, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Here we go. Wow, they finished the shakeout really fast, and now can you feel all the energy just sort of saturating your body?
A lot of tingling in my hands.
Yeah, good. All right, so yeah, that was a really short kind of shake the heavy out period compared to everyone else. So they're now saturating highest good energy into your field. So everyone just relax and allow that to be happening. Okay, I see why they're doing this. They told me that they're now focusing on the cancer. And they say with the cancer, with your situation, it's less about, you know, releasing heavy energy out of the body, they're actually working the cancer cells to transmute the energy from dark to light.
Okay.
So this is more about transmutation than release.
Great.
Yeah, feel that intense tingling that just started?
In my hands?
I'm feeling it full body. It could be that sometimes happens I feel more sensitively than the recipient. So just I'll assure you there's a lot of intense energy happening, whether you're perceiving it consciously or not. So just relax and know that a lot of good things are happening, some of which may be beyond your actual current perception. But that's okay. It'll still work. Feels like they're getting down there in your belly now. So just
I feel around in my heart.
Yeah, I feel there too.
Chest.
Yeah, just there with the whole body, multiple points at once. So there's going to be quite a bit happening. Just relax and let them do their thing. At this point, you're probably better off holding just full body awareness because they're working so many different things at once. So just relax and just hold general body awareness and you'll feel where the more intense things are happening. Just allow. Yeah, I'm feeling some lovely energy in your crown and third eye now, pineal gland. Yeah, they're offering a deeper spiritual awakening right now, which will help everything else you're shooting for. It's going to require you releasing attachment to what you think you are right now and relaxing into the void so you can become the next level up. It cannot even be conceived, but only experienced once you've arrived. So try to let go of what you think you are all the way across the board. Relax into the void. And let them take you next level up, if you're willing.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
It's happening now. Just let them take you right through that black hole. I've been through a few. I always get out the other side. Don't worry.
I see a rocket ship.
That works. There you go, coming out the other side. Very good. They're telling me all the challenges you've had that you named were all designed to open this portal.
Oh.
They needed a significant challenge to catalyze you enough to kind of rocket you to the next level.
Well, I guess if it doesn't kill you, it takes you up further, huh?
Yeah, if you use it well.
Okay. All right.
So there, it looks like you've come out the other side. Do you feel that new kind of feeling that you haven't had before, that new consciousness that is showing up? Yeah, that's the next level. And they're just getting in. It may take a bit to stabilize it, but... Yeah, now those tingles all over your body, that's showing you the new.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, let's make sure we're done, though.
I'm just vibrating.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is your new normal, You don't have to go back to whatever the old was. Just relax and stabilize in the new level and just operate from here now. Okay.
Thank you.
And remember, these will come across you every now and then. It always gets better. You won't be able to conceive how awesome the very next awakening is going to be, but it will show up in time and it'll be even more amazing. And that pattern will repeat as long as you're breathing. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You feel complete?
I feel like I don't know like where I'm at, kind of. So I don't know if that's complete or not.
Okay, you two are excused from further holding space for anyone else. Just relax and integrate this, okay?
Okay, I'm floating or something.
I'm sorry?
I feel like I'm floating.
Yeah, well, floating. Part of you is. You are okay. The floating means you're aware of a part of you that is pure energy that you have only just now been introduced to. And yeah. So if in the next day or two, you can like drink a lot of water, relax, stay passive, avoid electronics. Mostly you want to just be really still, maybe out in nature, just let this integrate a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's okay. Still, it's like a newly hatched thing. It's a little fragile yet. So if you need time to solidify and kind of stabilize and plateau for the time, that'll help. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Cool. Well done. All righty. Surprise. Okay. We got time for maybe one more. Wouldn't it also like some kind of healing or support? Janice?
Yes. Hey. Yes, Janice. Can you hear me?
Yeah, really clear. What would you like?
Okay. I was in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And the car was totaled. I ended up in the hospital. I'd like to, and part of it is maybe going back to the trauma and releasing the trauma of the car accident. I just had a heart procedure last Thursday.
Wow.
They said it was successful. Okay. Something to do with AFib.
Okay.
But from that surgery, I have a rash all over my belly and it's burning. Mm. So I might have, I can't think of the word. The virus.
Oh, the coronavirus?
Shingles. Maybe shingles.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the other thing is the accident created pain on the right side of my body and the MRI said I have ruptured discs, L4, L5.
Okay.
And some other discs in the lumbar that are having problems. So I have a lot of tightness going down the right side into my butt. Okay.
All right. So the allies are making a suggestion here. They're telling me that most folks are not going to be able to remember all that. So they're suggesting we simply do highest good healing. And they promise they'll take care of the details. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff that needs attention here. Like the earlier caller who just said, I got so much going on, just general healing.
Right.
Like that would be good for you too. And they're promising that all the part that needs attention will get optimal attention. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
All right. So, Janice, you stay super passive. And everybody, if you got a better memory than me and you can remember all the stuff she asked for, then you can hold specific intention. But might be easier just to say highest good healing to Janice.
Mm.
Maximum healing that serves highest good on all levels for all things that need attention. And then just relax and let the energy come through. Okay, it feels like it just shifted from a lot of heavy energy flushing to a little more of a stasis field. And there's like a slow pulsing in the field. Is that anything like what you're experiencing?
Yes.
Good. So yeah, just let that pulse. I'm not exactly sure what it's doing, but I know it's helping. So just relax and let it do its pulsy thing. And now it's stilled, and okay, now it's like the pulse stabilized, and now there's a whole lot of tingly action inside the body. Yeah, they're working DNA, cellular structure. So just relax while they do now a very subtle, deep layer of work. Yeah, do you now feel more like a being of light than a being of flesh?
I'm not sure because my allergies are starting up.
Okay. Well, they might come back to you. Do what you got to do with the allergies. You got to blow your nose or whatever. That's fine. So, yeah, here we go again. So they're kicking a new process in. Just relax and receive this. Oh, yeah. Relax. Let that new energy saturate you. Feels like they're bringing up a little bit of sadness there. Just let that flush out. That feels like a possible completion point. How does it feel to you? Does that feel like they gave you what you needed? Or do you feel like you're still in process? What's going on, Janice?
I'm breathing out right now. So it feels like I'm releasing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if that's completion, but it's, when you said sadness,
uh-huh.
I had an immediate picture of my inner child. And I said to her, don't worry, I'm here with you. And I was holding her hand.
Nice. Good work. All right. So they're telling me they're that they're complete with your needing the group's attention. They may keep working you for a while, even after the call closes. So if you feel like your process is still running, just stay with it for as long as it's still active. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well done, Janice.
Thank you.
All right. So that'll be our last direct focus. However, I would love a little feedback from those who are sending only. And the idea is bounce back healing can happen. And I would love to know if any of the senders had a really notable experience. So if so, you're welcome to either unmute yourself or type in the chat window, but would love to hear from some of the senders what their experience was on the call tonight. And in particular, did you feel like you got any kind of healing or strong energy you received yourself? Jean.
Hi. I did have some feelings of clearing. They happened throughout, so I can't remember a specific one.
Okay.
But I had a question.
Okay.
About sometime. Is there some reason to avoid putting your hands on your own body if you're not doing it intentionally, but it just sort of, like laying your hands on your belly during these healings? Is there some reason to avoid that?
Not that I'm aware of. And if you feel like the hand placements are being intuitively guided, then that is a reason to do it. So the only time I would advise against doing that is if, for example, there's a lot of heavy energy flushing out the hands, mm-hmm. and you put your hands on your body, that stuff could go right back in. So if you're aware of a lot of heavy energy flushing, then it would be better to have the hands and or feet positioned in a way that energy easily goes right down into the earth and not back into your own body. But other than that, I see no reason why you couldn't place your hands as intuitively guided.
Okay. Thank you very much. And I'm sorry I can't come up with specifics of how I felt releases, but they were definitely happening. A little here, a little there. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much to everybody and to you and to the whole group. Yeah.
Thank you for being here, Jean. It takes a little bit of courage to show up to an event like this.
Yeah.
Well done. So Deanna just typed some stuff here. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you for sending to me tonight. Marla, I instantly was filled with, someone typed. I got to get scooped up here. She says, I instantly was filled with dancing white light throughout my body, dancing white blood cells for you, Eureka. I felt the burning lungs, the more general requests led to my body contorting in interesting ways and feeling release. Cool. Kathy typed, she was just a sender. I had intense energy flowing through me. I feel like a real pipeline as I focus on others. It is possible that I am having healing that is non-specific right now. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, because it helps me, you know, in past calls, it's been true that the senders receive their own good energy as a reward for them holding healing space. And I'm glad to have confirmation that it's happening tonight as well. I know what's happened in the past, but I just love, you know, confirmation on stuff like that. Thank you all very much. Okay, the allies are saying it's time to close the mesa. So relax, and it'll take just a moment to wrap things up. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakochan. Empty. Thank you, allies, for holding space for such awesome healing work for folks and other benefits. So grateful that you're here to support us, beloved beings. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please stay with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request your presence always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? You clap better than that. All righty. Okay, so that's the formal closing. But if anyone has additional feedback, we can stay on just a few extra minutes. If you need to go, you know, we're closed container. You can pop off if you need to, but we're going to stay just a little bit. I see there's Viorica typed, it was the heaviest release in my whole life. Thank you. Wow. And some thanks from Kathy and Eva. So thank you very much. Any other questions, comments, feedback, anything at all?
This is Marla. Have a question.
Sure.
I think it's a question. We'll see what comes out here. But this is the second time that I've been on this type of call, even though I've been a member, I think, for like 7 months now. Uh-huh. And it's because I find this call very challenging. Even though, you know, tonight I was lucky enough to be a recipient. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe it's my own sensitivity, okay. But when I hear of other people's ailments, it's like, I really don't want to experience that in my body.
Okay.
And I feel very physically empathic.
Yes.
So I have like sort of a concern around that. Like, I don't want to take on those energies. So is there some, like, maybe I shouldn't participate in this type of call because of my sensitivity, or what's the best way for me to go around that?
Okay. So to my knowledge, no one on this call takes on anything permanently. So for example, right now, do you feel that anything that you were exposed to tonight is still in your field?
I do feel that a little bit. Like, part of me was like, make sure you don't just go about your normal business after this. You need to go and take like a sea salt scrub.
Okay.
To like, you know, not be holding some things that were mentioned on the call.
Okay. All right. So what I'm being told about this is it is actually your belief that
okay.
you pick things up from this call that are causing you to pick them up.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I need help with.
Right. So my experience is I come out of these calls squeaky clean. I'm just as bright and shiny at the end of the call as when I started. Okay. And I got tons of stuff coming through me. All right.
Uh-huh.
I'm shaking and vibrating all over the place. So the allies are very conscientious and they're not going to leave any heavy energy in anyone, you know, deliberately. But if a person is coming into an event like this with the belief that they are going to pick up heavy energy and have it after the call is done, then the way the universe functions is it's obligated to honor your beliefs.
Yeah. And yeah. I feel like that's really is what's going on here.
Yeah.
So like a part of me feels like until I resolve that belief,
uh-huh.
like this is not really a safe place for me, kind of, you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. The container unto itself, I believe to be safe by design.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you can't let go of the belief that you're going to pick something up, then it could be challenging for you.
Right. So maybe a good way of dealing with that belief is like, I mean, I remember that exercise you told me once of like going up to the second floor and like seeing the belief right, down on the right, floor, right. You know, the one I'm talking about.
Yes.
So, I mean, overall it's coming up for me because it's something that needs to change for me. So it's not right. like it's a problem I'm out of here. It's more like, oh, this is what's coming up for me because it needs to change for this context and other contexts that I'm in.
Right. They just gave me a simple solution of that for you. They say, if you come into an event like this, where there's going to be heavy energy clearing, and a lot of our calls have that going on, you know, that's a lot of what we do is help people clear heavy stuff individually. Just say, allies, I be sure to give me protection so that I do not pick up any heavy energy during this call that stays with me by the time the call is over. In other words, tell them I want to be as, you know, I want to be squeaky clean, clear of any heavy energy that was in the field tonight as the call ends. And then,
okay. Yeah.
And it's simply that request that they're telling me they're honored, they will honor such a request. So you just, if you don't have the confidence that you can hold the belief of that, then delegate that to the allies and tell them, please be sure that I am totally clear and clean energetically at the end of any event I take part in.
Okay. Yeah. I can totally understand that, actually. So thank you for resolving that for me.
You're welcome. Yeah,
and I can work with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for voicing that. It's an important thing to bring up. Thanks. Okay. Juicy topic. Okay. Deanna?
Yes. My experience with these calls is rather interesting. I notice that I pick up other people's stuff before it happens.
Ah.
So today I felt the heavy energy that started last night, which I still believe is tied to my own stuff.
Yeah.
But I had different symptoms throughout the day today, and I felt energy ramping up. And then I got your email about this call for tonight. And I'm like, oh, maybe I need to be on here. So I came on here, and then after receiving my healing, I got more, like I could feel the flow as I was holding space for others and allowing it to flow through me.
Right.
Then everybody started talking about all of the symptoms that I had today. I'm like, oh, maybe it wasn't my own. Maybe it was somebody else's. And they're not residual. I don't still have them.
Okay, good.
But I believe it was tuning into the energy that was to come versus carrying it with me.
Yeah. Yeah. That totally makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It reminds me of one very memorable moment. I had just, you know, agreed to go to an ayahuasca ceremony, and I had just literally walked out and put my check in the mailbox to go out to the ceremony facilitator. And the moment I put that check in the mailbox and closed the mailbox door, energy hit me like a brick, and all this stuff started getting processed and starting to come up. And this was like, you know, weeks before the ceremony actually happened. So I totally know how energy can start moving well before an actual, you know, healing event.
Yeah, sometimes I find that a struggle because I don't know if it's mine, if it's somebody else's. Today, it was very quick. Today, it was a symptom that happened today. Mm-hmm. And this evening, it's gone now. Now we've cleared it, and I understand where it came from.
Okay, good. And again, you can make requests about that. And if you're happy with the way things are running, that's fine. It's clear. It's obvious to me part of the service you're doing in this lifetime is to have heavy energy processed through you from others who cannot do it for themselves.
Right. And I'm struggling with that because I know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Uh-huh. And I agreed to it. You know, I came here agreeing to this. And so as I'm processing it, even when it feels difficult, I have a hard time telling it to slow down because I agreed to this. This is a blessing.
All right. But have you asked the allies, for example, or whoever you work with, to have such processing be as easy, smooth, and comfortable as possible?
No, because I forget. I'm working on that.
Yeah. For example, very often when I've gone into an ayahuasca ceremony, I'll speak to the medicine inside and I'll say, Mama, I want absolutely, most importantly, whatever healing or awakening or an experience I need, let's have that as intense as it needs to be. And I also request that whatever happens to be done with the maximum ease, comfort, and flow that gets the job done.
Yeah, I need to work with that.
Yeah, but above all, get the job done. So, you know, right. I've done the ceremonial work, guys. Okay, I say I would rather have a really uncomfortable night and get that shit cleared than, you know, have a looky-dooky night and still be carrying that stuff around afterward. But that's just my own bias. Different people have different tolerance for that kind of thing.
So you said ease, comfort, and flow that gets the job done. I like that wording.
Yeah, so that's just kind of wording I come up with, but any comparable wording will do. Right. But again, so again, you need to, since you're processing, become as skillful as you can. You know, just ask for exactly the kind of experience you want, and the allies can moderate that. A parallel is, I'm really getting into internal family systems therapy work now. And one of the cool things about that, let's say you found a wounded part within yourself, and that part is just screaming with pain. And when you approach it in the world, you just get overwhelmed with the pain. You can literally ask that part to turn the volume down and say, okay, I need to merge with you enough to work with you, part, but you're overwhelming me. Turn the pain down so I can be here and still function and not get totally taken over by you. And that part absolutely will, almost every time, turn the pain volume down where you can still feel it, but it's not too much anymore.
Okay.
So that's just, I mean, that's not what I'm telling you to do here, but you can ask the divine allies, say, okay, I'm happy to serve. Make it as comfortable as it gets the job done. And also tell them, you know, make me the most efficient engine for this process. You know, optimize my body and my energetics so that this stuff can process, you know, very smoothly and comfortably and yet at high volume. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make a lot of sense. Thank you.
I mean, ayahuasca started tuning me up pretty early in my process. I had the most hilarious image, at least in retrospect, was in the inner world. I'm sitting in the ceremony, and in the inner world, a freaking dump truck backs up to me, goes, deet, 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 raises this, and it's, oh my God, look at all that sludge out there. Oh my God. It's like a massive, icky mud pile. And she goes, totally slimes. I've got this big mound of heavy, nasty energy. And it's a bunch of pucha, heavy energy from other people in the ceremony. And by that time, they'd showed me how to use the furnace in my belly, and I just started firing it up. And within 10 minutes, all that stuff had processed through. It was amazing. And shows the allies have a sense of humor, too.
Yes.
But yeah, the capacity of a human to process stuff is pretty amazing. And if that's what you're here to do and you made a soul agreement, there's nothing that says it has to be painful or suffering. You know, I routinely process a lot of heavy energy through me, but there's no suffering. If you all see me on the video, I'm shaking, I'm vibrating. There's a lot of, you know, physical body action, but none of it hurts. I'm not suffering. It's just shaking, you know, just doing business. You know, it's not a big deal for me. So just know that they're saying there's a, like in a previous event, I talked about the four suns exercise from Indian shamanism, and that's nice. But what they're saying is for most of us, just ask the divine for the specific experience you want, and they'll happily do whatever tune up or shift is needed so that anyone who's doing a lot of heavy energy processing can do it more efficiently and more comfortably. So, but they're saying you have to ask sometimes. And part of the training and experience is to learn to know what to ask for. Yeah.
Right. That's where I'm at, is I don't know what I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Because me actually working with it is relatively new.
Okay.
But I'm getting there.
Okay, good. Well, I hope something I said here was helpful and makes it easier for you moving forward.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're here, Deanna. All right. Well, we're having some super juicy stuff here at the end. Viorica, was there something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I want to ask something. For example, if I have the same problem like another person in a call.
Uh-huh.
And if I am doing the healing, I heal myself for the same disease or the same issue?
Okay, so what's your specific question?
For example, if I have the same problem like Diana.
Uh-huh.
And I am doing healing for her.
Uh-huh.
It's going to resolve my problem too.
Maybe. I don't know. I know that the general effect of being a sender on this call is that you will receive healing of your own in some way.
Oh, okay.
I can't predict exactly what that's going to be because it's all sorts of karmic stuff tied up in there that I'm not aware of. Okay. Oh. It's possible. And so you might have received healing. And of course, you can, anytime you want, pull out the healing invocation yourself and just, you know, say to the divine, maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then hold your attention wherever that issue is in your body. Or you can say maximum healing for such and such a condition that mm-hmm. serves highest good. And then hold attention wherever that thing is in your body. And your divine can totally come in and help you with that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So I hope that's helpful too.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll extrapolate on that a little bit. My understanding is a lot of things can be healed, even things that Western medicine claims cannot be. But there are some challenges that are of God. And what that means literally is you at the soul level chose to come in with a certain challenge and yes. you have to keep it the whole lifetime.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. And it's, if you're not sure if it can be healed, give it a try. Give it your best shot to heal it. So you won't hurt anything by trying. But if it becomes evident or obvious, wow, this thing is I just have to live with it. You know, my favorite example is, you know, Stephen Hawking, the brilliant physicist who was mm-hmm. also paraplegic. Yeah. And my belief is that on the soul level, he chose that. He says, I'm going to do brilliant physics work. And an able physical body would have too many distractions and temptations. I need to keep my attention inside in my mm-hmm. physics work. And so I believe he had an extreme need to make sure that work got done. And he set up a radical situation design where he couldn't get distracted. So sometimes, and I believe all afflictions are purposeful. And there is a benefit to everything, even if it seems horrible. So, that's my belief anyway. So basically you don't know for sure sometimes if something is can be healed or if it's just permanent, but it's always worth a shot to try the healing just in case it works. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, I hope that's a helpful answer, Erika.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any other questions or comments? Last call.
Me again.
Okay.
You said to say that invocation, Mark, to whom? Universe, divine, or do I have specific?
Whatever you conceive the divine to be. You know, my standard instruction is say it to your higher self.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which is the divine being that created the human part of you. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if you have a good working relationship with some other divine being, you can say it to that. You know, my understanding is the divine is happy to take on whatever face or personality pleases you most. And you're welcome to make that invocation to whatever image of the divine you're most comfortable working with. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a preference, just go with the higher self.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. That's a wrap, folks. What a wonderful call. I'm glad we got, I don't know what, six people got healing tonight. That was fabulous. And lots of great juicy conversation at the end. Good insights. Yeah. Sweet, sweet call. So thank everyone for being here. So grateful to you all. Thanks for holding. We are getting good, guys. And enough of us have been here long enough and are capable enough and showing up really powerfully that a lot of good work's getting done. And it's all of us pulling together that makes it happen. So many, many blessings to all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, that'll do it for now. And And feel free to come back tomorrow night on the 17th of March. We're going to do our community support call. So thanks again for being here, and good night for now.